This is an Audio Holdings production.
Rumpole a la Carte by John Mortimer and read by Rumpole himself. I suppose, when I have time to think about it, which is not often during the long day's trudge round the Old Bailey, and more down-market venues such as the Uxbridge Magistrates' Court, I suppose the law represents some attempt, however fumbling, to impose order on a chaotic universe. A chaos in the form of human waywardness and uncontrollable passion is ever bubbling away just beneath the surface, and its sporadic outbreaks are what provides me with my daily crust, and even a glass or two of Pomeroy's Plonk to go with it. I have often noticed in the accounts of the many crimes with which I have been concerned that some small sign of disorder, an unusual number of milk bottles on a doorstep, a car parked on a double yellow line by a normally law-abiding citizen, even in the Penge Bungalow murders, someone else's Macintosh taken from an office peg, some small sign that has been the first indication of anarchy taking over. The clue that such dark forces were at work in La Maison Jean-Pierre was very small indeed. La Maison Jean-Pierre, one of the few London eateries to have achieved 3 Michelin stars and to charge more for a bite of dinner for 2 than I get for illegal aid theft. Now, my wife, Hilda, is a good, plain cook. Now, in saying that, I'm not referring to she who must be obeyed's moral values or passing any judgment on her personal appearance. No, no, no. Now, what I can tell you is that she cooks without flights of fancy. Oh, but she is not in any way a woman who lacks imagination.